This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the recent developments like inauguration of the world's largest LEAP engine MRO facility in Hyderabad, induction of INS Mahi into the Indian Navy, unveiling of Skyroot's Infinity Campus in the country reflect India's new thinking, innovation and youth power. Sharing his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program of Akashvani, Mr. Modi said, achieving a major milestone in the agriculture sector, India has set a historic record with food grain production of 357 मिलियन टन्स.
साथियों, कृषि क्षेत्र में भी देश ने बड़ी उपलब्धि हासिल की. भारत ने 357 मिलियन टन के खाद्यान्न उत्पादन के साथ एक ऐतिहासिक रिकॉर्ड बनाया है. 357 मिलियन टन, 10 साल पहले की तुलना में भारत का खाद्यान्न उत्पादन 100 मिलियन टन और बढ़ गया है.
Mr. Modi said November 2025 has been a super hit in terms of sports in India. He said the month began with the Indian women's team winning the ICC Women's World Cup.
कुछ दिन पहले ही टोक्यो में डेफ ओलंपिक्स हुए हैं, जहां भारत ने अपना अब तक का सर्वश्रेष्ठ प्रदर्शन करते हुए 20 मेडल जीते हैं. हमारी महिला खिलाड़ियों ने भी कबड्डी वर्ल्ड कप जीतकर इतिहास ही रख दिया. वर्ल्ड बॉक्सिंग कप फाइनल्स में भी हमारे खिलाड़ियों का प्रदर्शन शानदार रहा, जहां उन्होंने 20 मेडल जीते. जिस बात की और भी अधिक चर्चा हो रही है, वो है हमारी महिला टीम का ब्लाइंड क्रिकेट वर्ल्ड कप जीतना. बड़ी बात यह है कि हमारी इस टीम ने बिना एक भी मैच हारे इस टूर्नामेंट को जीता है. सबसे बड़ी जीतों में से एक है जो हर भारतीय को प्रेरित करती रहेगी.
Referring to the fourth Kashi Tamil Sangamam, which will commence on the 2nd of next month at Namo Ghat in Kashi, Mr. Modi said, this year's program has a very interesting theme, Learn Tamil, Tamil Karakalam. The conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police being held in Raipur will conclude today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing this conference for the last 2 days. Mr. Modi remarked that the conference witnessed extensive deliberations on different aspects of India's security system. The government today held an all-party meeting at the Parliament House Annex ahead of the winter session of Parliament beginning tomorrow. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired the meeting. Leader of the House in Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, Ministers of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal and Dr. L. Murugan were present at the meeting. Congress leader Gaurav Gogoi, DMK leader Tiruchi Shiva, TMC leader Derek O'Brien, Samajwadi Party leader Ram Gopal Yadav, JDU leader Sanjay Jha, TDP leader Lavu Shri Krishna Dev Railu, Shiv Sena leader Naresh Maske attended the meeting among others. Speaking after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the meeting was held in a positive atmosphere. He said government has appealed floor leaders of all political parties for cooperation during the winter session for smooth functioning of the two houses. The Election Commission of India has revised the schedule for the ongoing Special Intensive Revision or SIR of electoral rolls in 12 states and union territories. As per the revised notification, the Commission extended the deadline for enumeration to 11th of next month. The draft electoral roll will now be published on 16th of next month and the final electoral roll will be published on 14th of February next year. Delhi police has busted a major racket of the sale and distribution of counterfeit cigarettes under popular brand names in the national capital. Talking to media, North Delhi's Deputy Commissioner of Police, Raja Bhatia, said that the raid led to the seizure of around 3.5 lakh counterfeit cigarettes, valued at approximately 50 lakh rupees. He also said that two persons have been arrested in connection with the case. Cyclonic storm Dithwa is likely to move nearly northwards parallel to North Tamil Nadu, Puducherry coast during the next 24 hours. While moving northwards, the cyclonic storm will be centered over southwest Bay of Bengal within a minimum distance of 60 km by afternoon and 30 km in the evening from the Tamil Nadu Puducherry coastline. In men's cricket, India were 217 for 4 in 34 overs against South Africa in the opening of the three-match ODI series at JSCA International Stadium Complex in Ranchi today when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.